Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what you're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Happy Monday. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Good to be with you. It's a gloomy, rainy Monday, but not in St. Louis. St. Louis had themselves a time this weekend.
Yes.
Woo.
Wow.
Brett Hull had himself a time this weekend. We were just discussing the comparison of championship parades for hockey championships and baseball championships. Little different. Championship, none the same. Tony, you just like left the whole place.
I was gone.
You were gone. Let's talk about that in a little bit.
What
here.
I miss?
Nothing.
No?
Nothing. No big deal. Nothing going on downtown. So congratulations once again to the Stanley Cup champions, the St. Louis Blues. I want to get straight into this important topic. This came across my radar last week, and this is something that I am hitting on a regular basis. We hear about all these heartbeat bills. We hear about states trying to work very hard to protect the lives of the unborn. I completely support that. But my question to these lawmakers, especially when I have the opportunity to have them on, is women who are not going to have that choice in the state of Missouri or in the states in the South that have passed this to have that abortion, are we supporting these women when they do choose life? And that's why I really was excited to get on Senator Blunt, who is going to join us here in just a minute. We're going to get him on the line in just a second here to discuss some legislation that he is putting forward. He's looking to restore the refundable portion of the current adoption tax credit. And this is exactly where we need to put this emphasis. Do we have him here? Senator Blunt, are you there?
Here.
Yes, awesome. It's very funny to me that we got a new phone system over the weekend, and I was like, well, I'll just, whoever we have on, I'll just, if I muff it up, that'll be fine. And they're like, Senator Blunt is your first guest. I'm like, wonderful. So, Senator.
Well, as it turns out, you're exactly right. Yeah. Anything you did would be okay with me, so you just keep doing it.
That's fantastic. Well, my heart was warmed to hear about the efforts that you and some of your colleagues are making to make adoption more affordable for families. We need to have the pro-life movement for sure needs to have a huge emphasis on equipping these women who carry these unintended, unplanned pregnancies to term. We need to equip them in that effort to choose life. Tell me about the effort that you're making to do that.
Well, we do, and what we're really doing here is just trying to fairly treat families who don't pay income tax. You know, if you pay income tax, you get an income tax credit. But about half of the families that adopt don't pay income tax. That means they're not making enough money to pay income tax after their various individual deductions and things go. They pay no income tax, so they don't get that credit. And really, I think, one, we ought to treat families fairly. If the government's going to encourage families to adopt, there's a way to do that for families that, frankly, are probably having a harder time adopting financially than families who are not. And it's a way to encourage further and to more fairly incentivize families who adopt. It's an important thing. I co-chair the adoption caucus in the Senate. It is the biggest caucus in the Senate. So,
wow.
You know, most of the senators have chosen to be part of that effort to encourage adoption, no matter what position they have on other issues that might relate to that. But you're exactly right, Annie, for pregnancies that are carried to term in a situation where the mom really can't keep that child, doing things that further encourage families to reach out and give that child a home for life is really important. And so that's what we're trying again to do in this legislation. Tried to get it in the tax bill. And interestingly, my good friend in the House, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee at the time, Kevin Brady, who has two adopted sons, so it's not that he's anti-adoption. He ran the numbers on it and said, well, so many people adopt that can't afford, that don't have enough money to pay income tax, we can't quite afford adding that in. And so I'm of the view, if you're going to do it, you should do it for all adopted families and give them the same government incentive to help with those early cost of adoption and the other things that happen when you you adopt somebody and bring them into your house, and just even the legal cost and other cost of adoptions are not inconsequential for many families.
I'm reminded of something I think I heard a pundit say, and it was about the Mexico tariff conversation, and the point was that not every decision that is made by government needs to be based solely on the economic ramifications of that said decision, saying that if for the people who believed that the Mexico tariffs would help us in the immigration department, if there's a little bit of frustration that is going to be felt by the economy, that shouldn't wipe away any other benefit that the country might incur from said policy. And I feel like this is kind of similar to that, where if there is a greater good than, you know, the conversation you're saying, suggesting that economically that might not work out as well, we're investing $500 million in Planned Parenthood every year. And from everything that I understand, the only thing that they do that these other women's clinics don't do is abortion. Why can't we invest money in the adoption instead?
Well, I'm for investing in adoption. I think it's something that the government should encourage, wants to encourage, has generally reached out and found ways to encourage. And if you were going to look at just the sheer economics of this, the economics of this would be, don't do it for anybody if it's just a tax issue. Because you know, the federal government has more money if we don't do this than we have if we do it. On the other hand, you look at the long-term impact of kids who grow up in families, and I'm convinced that's that creates a stronger citizen in almost all cases than kids who don't have the benefit of growing up in families. And so there's a payout somewhere, but more importantly for this discussion, it's the right thing for a government to encourage. And if we're going to encourage it for one group of adopted parents, I think it's not that hard to reach out and say we're going to treat all adoptive families the same. And if there's a benefit from the federal government for adopting, everybody gets it, whether they're rich or poor.
We're speaking with Senator Blunt, senator from Missouri, about his effort to restore the refundable portion of the current adoption tax credit. One of the things that we hear frequently in this pro-life, pro-choice, pro-abortion conversation, the defense of making abortion continue to be, you know, very accessible to women, is that the homes that some of these kids would grow up in wouldn't be ideal. And why raise a child in lesser circumstances? And I fear that often gets tied to the wealth of or the income of that family in the home. And to your point of making this accessible to anybody who can raise a child, I don't think that there's a specific income that a household has to take in order to lovingly raise a child and give them an alternative to not existing anymore. So I think that it's a very non-elitist thing to do. I think it's a heartwarming thing to do, and I think it's something that could save a lot of lives if these kids were able to be born into circumstances where they could be adopted by somebody who had love to provide them, maybe just not, you know, piles of money, because that doesn't really buy the happiness at the end of the day anyway.
Well, that's right. And again, if we're going to encourage it, we should encourage it for every family that's willing to do it. And I think it says a lot about those families who decide they're going to stretch and add other children to their family or add children to their family, even though they don't have a lot of extra money. They have decided they have some extra love, and that extra love is going to make a difference in the life of the person they adopt, and it's going to make a difference in that life forever in ways that wouldn't be there in all likelihood without that that family that wants to be sure that they've helped create a family for the person they bring into their family.
Senator Blunt, one last question for you before mm-hmm. we let you go. We're getting ready to, you know, the 2020 election cycle is really starting to fire up, and I think back on the consequences and benefits of the 2016 election with Donald Trump being in office and the pro-life conversation that we are having right now as a country. Because Hillary Clinton, who was very pro-abortion, isn't in office, and I look at some of the Supreme Court cases that are coming up here soon and that could come up in the future, when President Trump is in office, if he were to get elected again, it's a pretty significant advantage to the pro-life community to have that Republican representation in the administration, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think so. I think the president has been very aggressive in trying to keep his commitment on this issue from even down to abortive fetal research. The president has begun to go through a series of rulemaking as various research contracts come up that won't happen. Clearly, what the president has done in many cases has been true to that commitment he made to the pro-life community, but there's no reason to not understand that who a president puts on the courts have an impact well beyond their presidency. You know, the president's appointed two people to the Supreme Court, almost 50 people now to the 176 or so judge courts of appeals. So, you know, more than a fourth of the Court of Appeals judges are now Trump-appointed, confirmed by a Republican Senate, two Supreme Court judges who both replaced people who were on the Supreme Court for 30 years, both of those appointees were appointed by Reagan. Both of them served for 15 years or more after President Reagan died, let alone the fact that they served almost 30 years after he left the White House. They served for 15 years after President Reagan died. I think if you look at the people being confirmed to you can look at those two Supreme Court judges, but also to the important court right below them, the Federal Court of Appeals around the country, the Eighth Circuit, the Ninth Circuit, the circuits we hear so much about. I think you're going to see most of them are in their 40s somewhere and hopefully healthy and constitutional conservatives, and that will make a big difference for a long time. It's clearly a very consequential part of what voters should be thinking about. And frankly, I think because of the Supreme Court vacancy in 2016, were thinking about when they decided in many cases to vote for President Trump.
Yes, that's why that Senate majority is so important to protect, as well as that administrative office for certain. Well, Senator Blunt, thank you so much for coming on today. I'm glad I didn't accidentally hang up on you at the beginning of this interview. That'd have been terrible.
By next time, you'll be such a master of the new phone system, we won't even have to worry about it. Great to talk to you, Annie.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Bye.
Now I got to figure out how to hang up on him. Did I do that correctly?
That's correct.
So yep. We get this new phone system, and I seriously, the conversation that I had with myself was, well, you know, if I put a caller on, I'll do my best. If something bad happens, we'll tell that person to call back, put him to the front of the line. Oh, Senator Blunt in the first segment. We never have guests in the first segment. Senator Blunt, thanks for coming on. Oh, sorry. Is he there? No. So we didn't hang up on him.
We didn't, and we're figuring it out.
That's a good way to start a Monday. Forget this gloomy, rainy stuff outside.
We're pushing through with these phone lines.
Didn't hang up on the senator today. Tony's back. He's in the studio with us.
Hi, Tony. I'm back.
So when we come back, we're going to recap a little bit, real briefly, the parade, the celebration, the Blues. Did you hear that they won the Stanley Cup? Tony, you were gone for a while.
I did.
Did you know that?
I was here just long enough. The last thing I did before I left was the Facebook Live with you.
Yeah.
Right after they won.
That was, yes, that's right. That's right. Did you see Katie's portion of the Facebook Live? She came on after you did.
No, I did not.
She goes outside of her house. They're working on, she's with like all of her aunts, mm-hmm. and they're working on bridal shower preparation or whatever during the Game 7 Stanley Cup, mind you.
Multitasking you.
Yes. And so she comes out to join the Facebook Live, and she's outside in the dark, and the only light she has is from a motion light. So every time it goes out, she has to make these grand gestures to try to get the light back on.
What's new with me?
It was awesome. All right, let's take a quick break. That and the highlights when we return. Also, Bob Iback is going to give us a call at 12:45 to talk to us about something. Does he have something to give away? Do we have that confirmed? We're not sure?
We don't have that confirmed yet.
Okay.
But he has something.
But something really cool opportunity for you and St. Louis Blues fans to take in. Stephen Moore is going to talk to us at 1:10. A lot of economic things to talk about on the table, along with the China trade talks. And also, retired Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood is going to join us. I'm going to ask him, what the heck is going on in Iran? That's the question that I have for him. And I will ask him that at 1:40. So if you don't know everything that's going on or you want to know more, you're going to want to be here at 1:40. We'll be right back in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's it going to be like knowing that this is your home now and your fan base?
I was saying this earlier during the parade, though. I said this is a city of amazing hockey fans. Amazingly nice people and amazing drinkers as well. They can handle their stuff. It's awesome.
What was that parade like for you today, Ryan?
That was the coolest thing I've ever experienced in my life. Thank you all. Thank you. I can't believe it. That just happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan O'Reilly, your MVP.
So how many people listening right now went to the parade? You can tweet us at Annie Fry Show and let us know if you were there. Have you seen... Tony, have you seen the like images? And
mm-hmm. It's amazing. Amazing.
Is it a surprise? I mean, is everyone says it's shocking, but is it? I mean, everybody was talking about how before we won that if we won, it would be the biggest parade ever.
Right. So no, I mean, I knew it would be huge. I knew it would be just a massive celebration, bigger than anything that we've seen for any other championship that we've won, because this is the one. This is the white whale.
Yeah.
This is the one that we've been chasing forever and finally got it done.
Brett Hull was having a good time.
I love you. I love you so much. I've seen you at so many places. Oh, we've had a good time.
Katie says he sounds like Trump.
But these guys, they spent 2 months and they won it for us. And they are the champions. Glory, Gloria, Gloria, Gloria. I think I got your number, Gloria.
Yeah, Brett Hull.
The music behind his speech.
Up in here.
Perfect. Oh my gosh. He sounds like Donald Trump.
It's awesome. Well, I'm going to appreciate Rob here because he's giving me another chance to practice on this phone. I'm going to push the number button. Rob, are you there?
Hey, let's go Blues.
Let's go Blues. You went to the parade?
Oh, yeah. There was no way I was going to miss it. And we got down there early, but, you know, I had it in my mind to let the parade come to me.
Yeah.
So we got down to the right side of the arch behind the KMOX booth.
Uh-huh.
And we were right up against the gate where they come in. I mean... You know, high-fiving players, shook Doug Armstrong's hand, and Brett Hull stumbled by drunk.
Yeah, it was quite a sight to see, just the whole spectacle of it. It's something that if you were down there, you're going to remember for the rest of your life.
Well, it was gridlock trying to get out of it. I mean, there was times where it was shoulder-to-shoulder, people pushing from every direction. You know, it would take you, you know, a half an hour to move 200 feet.
Like walking?
But, you know, walking in the crowd. As the crowd was trying to come into the grounds, we were trying to get out of the grounds. But I can tell you, you know, the amazing thing is that, I mean, not one fight down there, not one altercation down there. I mean, St. Louis was just a complete and total partying class act this weekend.
Yeah, that's awesome. Rob, thanks for calling us. Appreciate the on-the-ground reaction. That's, you know, I haven't heard of anything bad happening.
I haven't either.
It's amazing. Let's do this.
Now, let's get to the highlights.
The Supreme Court today threw out a ruling against two Oregon bakers who refused to bake a wedding cake for a lesbian couple. This news was breaking last week right before I left, and the Supreme Court has ruled on it now. The couple cited religious beliefs as their reason for not providing services for a gay wedding. This touched off the latest in a series of such cases making headlines in recent years. During the court's last term, justices ruled in favor of a Colorado baker at another very famous story in a similar situation, stating that a state body demonstrated improper hostility toward the baker's religion in finding that he had violated state anti-discrimination laws. Today, the Supreme Court sent the Klein case, the Oregon case, back down to a lower court for further consideration in light of their Colorado decision.
Police say that two people were killed and more than nine others injured in several shootings over the weekend in St. Louis. The two fatal shootings happening Saturday morning when a 70-year-old man was killed and a 48-year-old woman was injured. Just 2 hours later, another person was killed and two others were injured in an additional shooting over the weekend.
It's out of hand. It's ridiculously out of hand. Like the story that you just said right there, nobody will know tomorrow anything about the details that you just said there because tomorrow will be new stories. It's out of hand. Mm. It makes me so angry.
It's a whole lot of guns, that's for sure.
And bad people, not guns.
Drugs and crimes. Yeah. An 11-year-old boy who was home alone when three people broke into his family's North Carolina residence turned the tables on the criminals when he grabbed a machete and whacked one of them in the head, officials said. Braden Smith said he knew he didn't have time to think or be afraid. I grabbed my machete off my wall and went to hit him. He said in an exclusive interview with ABC station WTVD, I knew I had to act in the heat of the moment. The suspect was arrested just after 1 p.m. on Sunday in North Carolina, more than 40 hours after he was spotted on surveillance video walking into the University of North Carolina Medical Center in Chapel Hill with his head heavily bandaged and wearing a hospital gown. So this 11-year-old boy took action and said, not today. Love it.
Making choice.
The Cardinals are back at home after a road swing that took them to Chicago, Miami, and New York. They wrapped up that road trip by taking 3 of 4 from the Mets, including a 4-3 win on Sunday. They find themselves just 3.5 games out of first place in the NL Central.
Woo!
It's a 4-game series with the Fish starting tonight at 7:15. I would assume weather depending as rain is in the forecast. In hockey, many of the Blues spent the weekend in Las Vegas still celebrating their Stanley Cup win. Some of them may be picking up some more hardware this week at the NHL Awards, also in Las Vegas, where Conn Smythe winner Ryan O'Reilly is also a finalist for the Selke Trophy as Best Defensive Forward and the Lady Byng Trophy for Most Gentlemanly Player. Netminder rookie
Wait,
Jordan Binnington.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Most gentlemanly.
Do you know what he's talking about?
The Lady Byng? Yeah, I do.
No, I know you do. I'm asking if Katie does.
I have no idea.
Katie does. Katie acted like you knew to talk about it.
I just heard most gentlemanly player. No. I'm
you're
like,
gonna
ooh,
need to
what's
explain that?
That
to me and to everybody else who doesn't know what that is.
Lady Byng.
Go ahead. It's a player that demonstrates gentlemanly play. He's a guy that doesn't get penalized a lot. He doesn't beat guys up. He doesn't take bad penalties.
Is it an award you want?
Yes.
So
Brett Hull won the Lady Byng at least once.
I'm sure Gretzky did multiple times.
Probably.
Absolutely. It's a good honor.
Never heard of it.
The Lady Byng.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Why that? Is that somebody's name?
Probably. From years and years ago.
The Lady Byng.
Man.
And it's B-Y-N-G, not B-I-N-G.
Darn.
Netminder Jordan Binnington, finalist for the Calder Trophy for the best rookie. Interim head coach Greg Berube is up for the Jack Adams Award for Coach of the Year. GM Doug Armstrong is up for General Manager of the Year, Jack Adams.
Adams. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a lot of stuff going on in hockey that I still don't understand.
It is. Well, there's awards in every sport, so these are the
hockey awards. I'm more familiar with Silver Sluggers and Clemente Awards and all
that
stuff.
I didn't think that hockey had the most gentlemanly award. I thought it was just, let's knock some people out all the time.
Katie, can you do a report
on that
for us?
It's a skilled game.
If Jamie Rivers could just tweet about
it. You should do a video describing, explaining the Lady Bing. The history of the trophy.
Chandler Bing!
The name of...
That's how I'd start off.
We could do a segment called Katie Fitzpatrick Reports.
I want to call Katie... Katie
Book Reports by Katie Fitzpatrick.
Not Sports with Katie Fitzpatrick. Yeah.
Okay.
I asked Tony about...
I'm getting nervous.
The hockey tweets, Jamie Rivers tweets video. Tony, you said you watched it?
That's great. Hilarious.
It's still
showed it to my wife while we were driving out.
Still
on,
totally
Thursday.
Worth the watch if you have not seen it yet.
Totally. Hilarious.
People are talking about it, Katie.
You know, I think it's time for break.
I don't know who PK is, but he's doing it big.
PK came up big. I don't know who PK is, but he's doing it big.
And I
will tell you, I'm going to tell you when we come back how prophetic Katie was in that video. Katie knew some stuff that we did not know. And the video is evidence of that. And I can tell you that because we uploaded it before Game 7. And since then, we've learned some things about hockey that we did not know before, but Katie knew. And I don't understand what kind of inside information you have. But if you are looking for inside TMZ-esque hockey information, Katie is the place to go. So go on the break, facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. Find that Katie video where she reads the tweets from Jamie Rivers and gives us a little extra insight, and I will tell you what that is when we come back. Plus, Bob Iback's going to join us and talk to us about a really cool opportunity for you to check out here in just a second as well. Back in one moment.
You're listening to the...
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Good to be with you. Senator Blunt was on with us at 12:10, and he has an initiative to make adoption more affordable. Man, I can't get behind that enough. So if you missed that, make sure you subscribe to our podcast at radio.com. You'll get those interviews there. You can also check out our blog, where we post all of these bits of audio that we've done, interviews, and you can see the webcam there at 971talk.com/Annie. So if you missed something, you can get it right there, 971talk.com/Annie. Let's get to our guest, something cool to offer the 97.1 listeners here. Bob Iback joins us. Thanks so much for coming back on the show with us, Bob.
Hey, Annie, nice to be with you. Hope you had a great weekend, enjoyed that parade. We got a great response from your audience last week when we first talked about this. But I first of all, I hope you got a chance to get out and see that parade.
You know what? My son, who is 9, had a very important 9U baseball game at 3:30. So I took in the day's festivities watching it on Fox Sports Midwest. And, man, there were so many people coming out to support the St. Louis Blues. And definitely looks like St. Louis showed up in force.
They sure did. You know, I've seen a lot of these parades in my sports career covering baseball and, you know, football and Super Bowls and things like that. This is one of the most fantastic ones. And the thing that really touched my heart was seeing the players get, you know, come out and meeting people in the crowd and shaking their hands and embracing them. It just, you know, was just an amazing thing. It really showed that they really were into the community and they recognized, you know, first time in 52 years that the Stanley Cup was coming back to a community like St. Louis, and they recognized what it meant for the people. And I know when we spoke last week, we were talking about the project that I'm involved in with the Blues for Kids, and I wanted to kind of give a last update on this because this will probably be your last opportunity. We have a few hundred of these left in the collection, and I wanted to give people a chance to get out their iPads and their phones, and I'll give out a phone number and a website. If you haven't gotten all your memorabilia from the Blues winning their first ever Stanley Cup, this is an item I think you really want to add to that. And if you haven't gotten it, you're going to, when you see this, it's going to blow your mind.
Yeah, now's the time.
Yep. We made 5,000 of these officially licensed puck sets. You're going to get five individual pucks. Each one comes in a gold base with a nice acrylic display case to protect it for years to come. And it's going to benefit, the sales from this will benefit Blues for Kids charity, which is local. It helps out cancer care and awareness for youngsters in the area. They give them some extra education and youth hockey opportunities. So it's really going to help out people in the community. They're just $99. They'll come with a number certificate of authenticity. And before I give out that phone number and the website, how you can get these, because only 5,000 will ever be made. These will be sent to you in about 4 weeks. I do want to point out each of the individual pucks, which you'll get on them. The first puck, Annie, is got the official Stanley Cup logo, and it'll say Stanley Cup Champions, St. Louis Blues right on there. It'll give a recap of all the series played in the playoffs against the Jets, the Stars, the Sharks, and, of course, beating the Bruins in 7 games to get their first ever Stanley Cup championship. That's going to be on that first puck. The second one is a history puck. It's got goes back and gives some important dates in the franchise history for the Blues, going all the way back to when they first came out in the late 1960s. Then the third, fourth, and fifth pucks salute three of the great players on this team. Each one will have a picture of that individual player on there in color. It'll have some of their stats. The three players that we chose to put on there, Alex Pietrangelo, the great defenseman for the Blues, Jaden Schwartz, who did some great, had some great goals during the series throughout the playoffs, and of course, I think the guy that was a real hero there, Jordan Binnington, the goalie, the rookie goaltender who set all kind of records during the playoffs and certainly had a tremendous first period in Game 7. Without him in that game, it would have been a blowout for the Bruins. So you get all three of those pucks for the players, plus the history puck and the Stanley Cup puck. All five come in that display case for just $99. We only have a few hundred of these left. You want to call today to get these, 1-800-345-2868. That's toll-free, 1-800-345-2868, or go right to the website. If the phones are busy, which I know they will be, you can order it right online, nicosports.com, N-I-K-C-O sports.com. And in closing, Annie, I just wanted to point out, Nyko Sports is a local company. They're out in Chesterfield, and in the last 4 or 5 years, we have raised close to $2.5 million for children's charities.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Bob Iback. You've got all the information you need right there, and we look forward to seeing how much money you can raise for charity. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Okay, Annie, have a wonderful afternoon. Go Blues.
Absolutely. Go Blues. Great to have him on there and offer that opportunity up for the 97 listener. I told you that Katie was had the inside information.
PK came up huge. I don't know who PK is, but he did it big. 27-19-55 have been monsters the last 2 games. Watch out, y'all, because guess who's waiting in your closet? 27-19-55, and they're coming for you. Okay, Bruins, they coming.
That's hilarious. That's part of that video. But Katie says in there at one point, she's talking about Jordan Binnington. And she's talking about how great of a goalie is. And he goes, great goalie, great guy. And then she says, I never met him, but I hear he's really personable.
And we laughed and laughed on that.
Tony, have you seen Jordan Binnington and his antics during the parade? Have you seen, like, how much fun he was having?
Yes. They were all having a lot of fun.
I know, but Jordan Binnington could have...
He let loose.
If he would have, like, stayed atop his fire truck or whatever he was riding and worn sunglasses and a hat and been stone-faced the whole time, I don't think we'd be that surprised by it.
Right.
He was playing drums. He was shaking cheerleaders' pom-poms and like as they were walking down the parade.
Screaming,
yeah.
Yelling. He was interacting with everybody in the parade.
He was having as much fun as anybody was.
It was awesome.
How did you know he was that personable?
You know, guys, some people have said that I have psychic abilities. Other people don't. I'm kidding. I don't know.
Some people. It was fun to watch. Yeah, I look at all of the culmination of this historic hockey run, and it's over now. Like, we've had the parade, the Stanley Cup is, I guess, in Vegas right now, and we're finding out now about gentlemanly awards that you can win in hockey. Who knew? Not me. It doesn't mean that everybody else didn't know. It just means that I just found out. But it's pretty exciting. Now we get to shift to baseball. Isn't it weird? Isn't it crazy
that it is June 17th. And the Cardinals have not been center stage pretty much for the entire season so far.
Right.
In St. Louis. Has that ever happened before?
Mm-mm. No.
And Frank reported 3 games out of first place. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're back.
They've
on
won 3 or 4 in a row.
Yeah, they're back on a little bit of a winning streak after they've been. That's how they've been all year. They started so hot. They were in first place, the best team in baseball. Then they just went ice cold, dropped down the standings. They were terrible for weeks, and now they're winning again. I think they just took 3 out of 4 from the Mets. Before that, they beat Miami in Miami, and now they're playing. Now Miami's here in St. Louis this week. But they won that series, so they've turned it around and are winning again. Maybe winning is contagious.
Yeah. I want to, I see OJ Simpson talking on the screen. Did you see he joined Twitter? His first tweet is, I got a lot of getting even to do. I mean, that sounds like a threat.
That's bold. It's like, hi, Twitter.
Who wants to be on the other end of that tweet?
Mm.
What is OJ Simpson going to tweet about?
He said
apparently
he wants to.
He's getting even with people.
Yep, he's like, I want to set the record straight. I want my story to be told because everybody else in the media has twisted my story around. So I think that he's just trying to expose, I guess,
continue
his
to be
side
relevant
of the story.
In the minds of Americans everywhere.
Right.
For all the wrong reasons, though. You'd think he wouldn't want that attention, but apparently he does.
Once you're a celebrity.
I think it's hard to explain a lot of the things that O.J. Simpson has or has not done.
Mm-hmm.
Depending. The Netflix special, I don't know if it's still up. I was telling you about this the other day, Katie. Mm-hmm. The Netflix special on the O.J. trial is really good and really interesting. And so that happened in like 95. You were born in the early
92.
90s. 92. Mm-hmm. So you know O.J. and you know that O.J. and there's a glove and mm-hmm. There were murders that somebody was responsible for.
And was his trial the first 24-hour type of news cycle deal?
It was what really brought the courtroom into the entertainment realm.
Gotcha.
In a major, major way. But even if you lived through it, when you go back and watch that documentary, that, you know, like Kardashians.
Yeah.
The reason why, what's his name? What's his first name?
Is it Robert?
Robert? Yeah, I was going to say Rob. But the reason why Rob Kardashian was in the mainstream has a lot to do with the OJ trial.
Oh,
and being
being
a part of that team of attorneys. And it's played by David Schwimmer. So how
is
can
Rob
you not like
kid?
Rob?
Maybe it's not. Maybe
it's a brother, but I thought he was junior.
We'll have that information and Stephen Moore when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.